Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reference today is taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 1 of the New Living Translation, which reads thusly: "This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry." The word of the Lord. The title of today's message is "Only God is Constant." Only God is constant. Jonah was a prophet, and he preached God's word. And as a result, the king of Nineveh came down from his throne and humbled himself. Even the people of Nineveh departed their wicked ways and repented of wrong doings. They believed Jonah's message, and so they repented. They only needed to hear God's message once, and they repented. This was unlike the stubbornness of the Israelites, who had refused to repent. God likes it when we hear his word, but he likes it even more, and he is more joyous when we obey his word. We show spiritual maturity when we are thankful for his mercy and we turn from wrong and follow God. The question remains, though, why did Jonah become angry when God changed his plans and spared Nineveh? Although Jonah was a prophet, we have to remember that he was a human being. And like most humans, he had character flaws. He was disobedient and made a foolish attempt of running away from God. He lacked mercy and forgiveness. He wanted revenge. He held bitterness in his heart. Even though he preached to the people of Nineveh, he didn't really want them to repent. He held bitterness in his heart. He was a complainer. Jonah didn't respect God. He had an overly inflated opinion of himself. He frequently questioned God. He frequently disagreed with God. And quite often vented his anger against God. Yet, with all of his weaknesses and flaws, God was still able to use Jonah. And that's to say, with all of our weaknesses and flaws, God can use us as well. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 reads, "Through our weakness, he is made strong." God, and only God, is constant. He is unchanging. God is faithful every day. He is trustworthy. His promises remain, and he does not withdraw his promises. It is not right to be angry with God, but if we do find ourselves angry at him, we must always remember to repent of our anger. God is right in all his ways, even if we don't understand them. And lots of the times we won't understand them. Even so, we must remember that God is an infallible God. He is sovereign and he reigns supreme. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you reign supreme of this constantly changing world. We confess that we are not confident in our ways. We're not confident in our ways. Thank you for forgiving us of our flaws and forgiving us of our weaknesses, forgiving us of all of our shortcomings. We are thankful that you help us to navigate the inconstancy in our lives. We are so grateful that you are stable and guide and direct us as we strive to be stable in our will and in your way, in your will and in your way. And we thank you for using us to your glory as we are. Give us that blessed assurance that when and if you change the direction of our path in life, help us to understand that it's for your glorification, not for our glorification, but for your glorification, God, and only your glorification. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Wait. The closing song is entitled, While I Wait, by Lincoln Brewster.
Deep within my heart, I know you've won. I know you've overcome. And even in the dark, when I'm undone, I still believe it. I live by faith and not by sight. Sometimes miracles take time. While I wait, I will trust you, Lord, I'll trust you. though I don't understand it, I will worship with my pain. You are God, you are worthy, you are with me all the way. So while I wait, I will worship, Lord, I worship your name. Though I don't have all the answers, still I trust you all the same.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.